Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm doing okay. You?
We're good. Just watching this Giant Packer game. Game going on right now. Close game. Heading into the second half.
And you will definitely keep us posted as we go on throughout this half hour here on the show.
Sure.
Of course, we're going to talk Jets with their big win over the Washington Redskins in Washington earlier today. Of course, we're going to talk after that. You're going to give us updates on the Giant game against the undefeated Packers. Packers are currently leading, but we'll talk about that momentarily. Hot stove news. As the winter meetings are about to start this week. And talk a little NBA and then wrap it up with a little sports entertainment as usual. But before we start the show, before we kick off the show with a little football, I guess we'd be remiss to not talk about the passing of Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He died Monday. This past Monday. The guy's a funny comedian. He was of course on that Comedy Central Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
He's written for WWE during, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, during the Attitude Era. And me and you actually saw one of his shows.
Yeah, we went to the Carolines and saw him last year.
Yeah, it was funny as usual.
Yeah, one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen on TV and in person. And yeah, it's unfortunate that we lost a great comedian like him. And he passed away from complications from a stroke that he suffered in October. And yeah, man, the world's going to miss a great comedian.
Yeah, you're not lying, man. Rest in peace, man. He was hilarious, man.
Yep.
But you know, rest in peace. But I guess you know we gotta move on with the show. But he won't be forgotten.
Definitely. Gone but not forgotten.
Yep. I totally second that. But I guess I'd segue from sad news to, I guess, good news for the Jets as their season continues. They were tied with the Redskins throughout the game. I mean, the lead kept going back and forth. But in the fourth quarter, like about halfway into the fourth, the offense ignited. Sanchez was on fire. He didn't get sacked, not even once today. No interceptions. Sean Green rushed for 3 touchdowns. He threw to San Antonio home with this gorgeous, I'd say about 33 to 35 yard throw. It was awesome. It was picture perfect. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw some of it. There were a lot of deflections in that game.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of passes that Sanchez threw that looked like they could have been intercepted, but Jets came back in the fourth quarter, and their fourth come from behind win in the fourth quarter this year, I think.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate. I mean, the Jets. I mean, I don't know. Other than the other team, Redskins, they started out with a 7-0 lead, then Jets tied it. And then after that, the Redskins was pretty much leading at some points. The Jets tied the game 13-13. Then they missed a field goal. I think it was a 41-yard field goal. And then afterwards, the Cano. He kicked a 50-yard field goal or so to give the Redskins a 16-13 lead. And then ever since then, that's when the Jets' offense got ignited due to a bad punt by the Redskins, which ignited the Jets to, you know, light up the Redskins. And one of the defensive highlights was Aaron Maybin causing a sack, which forced a fumble, which ignited a lot of the Jets' flurry in the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. It was, Redskins show you why they're in last place in the NFC East. They're not a really good defensive team, and, you know, offensively they're okay at best, but it sucks. Okay.
Well, Jets, you know, they finally played the way they were supposed to.
Well, they were slow. Well, you know, Sanchez didn't make some smart passes today, I gotta say that. He's got to, make better decisions with the ball.
Well, yeah.
You know, there are a lot of balls being tipped and, you know, a lot of balls are being misdirected. But, yeah, I mean, Jets did a good job today. They got the run game going a little. I think they showed the Wildcat a couple of times today, I think.
Yeah. even highlighted it in one of Sean Green's rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think they had Maybin. I think that was the last touchdown they scored to make it 34-0.
Yeah.
After the field goal, the extra point was good. And they used Maybin, you know, in the Wildcat.
Yeah, good performance. You know, Sanchez, like I said, just got improved because Rex Ryan is not going to play, man. If Rex Ryan feels that, you know, he's not playing good, he's going to bench him.
Yeah, you're right. And he, even last week, you know, he tried to do mind games like he did last year when he had Burnell, you know, throw some snaps in the training and practice.
Yeah.
Squad days before the game. Well, it lit a fire under Mark Sanchez. He's been playing better. I mean, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. He's been good in the fourth quarter this year.
Yep. But they I mean, other than that touchdown they had in the you know, early on in the first, you know, just they gotta jump on some. They did score to tie the game, but other than that, they need to, you know, they need their defense to, you know, like set an example and then just, you know, have Sanchez have a strong game.
Yeah, definitely.
They need to blow out a team, I mean, because they play too many close games. I mean, it's good that they have won, seem like they've won the most of their close games, but, you know, they need a laugher. I mean, they got a laugher towards the end of the fourth quarter, but they really need a game that where they could, you know, just
blow out an opponent, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a win's a win. They win today. They're trying to win the wall, get a wild card spot right now. They're competing with Broncos, Bengals,
right?
Who else is in that wild card spot? I think Pittsburgh.
I think it might be Steelers.
Steelers. Yeah. So there's a number of teams that's competing for that wild card spot. So
yeah,
they just have to maintain. They just have to keep winning to try to, you know, make the playoffs.
Yep. Because, you know, the game that really looks like it's going to be a hard one for the Jets to win, because Jets need to win all these games for them to have a shot, really. For them to have a realistic shot. But the only game that really looks like is going to really stand in their way is that Giant game in Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. That might be a much-needed game for both teams.
Oh, yeah. Because both of these teams are, you know, they're definitely in the playoff chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both need they're both, you know, in jeopardy of not making the postseason.
Yeah, trying to make the playoffs, you know, so.
And speaking of the Giants, how's your guys doing?
Third quarter right now, still down by 4, 21-17. We've been putting pressure on the Packers, you know. Rodgers does have an interception in this game. Was that a first down? Oh, I don't think it was a. I think they just got a first down. But anyway, yeah, the Giants haven't been playing good offensively. Defensively, they've been putting pressure on Rodgers and their offensive line. And Packers have missed a field goal, and they've Rodgers has thrown an interception. So right now, close game. You know, let's hope the Giants can give the Packers their first loss of the season. Yeah. We've had a history of beating these undefeated teams. So.
Yep. Especially in that Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Yep. You know, the thing I like about you as well is you always have to remind me of playoff victories and losses. So, but yes, thanks for reminding me of that. The Patriots, when we beat them, and they were like 16-0, I think. Well, 18-0 if you count the two wins in the playoffs. Also.
Right. They were 18. They were 18-0.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, let's hope today it could be another undefeated team going down by the Giants.
Yep, we shall definitely see.
Yeah. Because next week we play the Cowboys, and you know, the Cowboys right now, they're one game ahead in the division. So we're trying to make the playoffs, but we're also trying to win the division also. So
yep.
Got to keep it up.
Yeah, the power's in your hand. You got the Cowboys, you know,
right.
Next week. So
yeah, we face them next week and in 2 weeks again.
You guys are like Captain Power, Captain Planet. You know, the power is yours, man.
Yeah, it is. Well, the power was in our hands last year, and you saw what happened last year.
Yeah, you definitely saw that firsthand.
Yeah. So this year we can't do what happened. We can't let what happened last year happen this year.
Hope you're not still having DeSean Jackson nightmares.
Yeah, well, we'll have to play the Eagles, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, just have to play against them, too, but, you know, they've been very underwhelming, but never
yeah.
know how sports is. But, yeah, switching gears about, you know, the winter meetings. Talk about something that unexpected. You know, Reyes. You know, he's a free agent still.
Yeah.
And you know, Miami Marlins. They're, you know, they're trying to court this guy tight. And there's conflicting rumors that they offered Reyes a 6-year. Between 75 to 90 million contract. There's some rumors Mets are willing to give 5 years, 80 million. And now there's reports that Reyes is going to meet with the Brewers this week also.
Yeah, I mean, Reyes, Mets have to get, they have to resign this guy, man. They can't let him go.
Yeah, I totally agree.
We can't let him go to the Marlins.
I know.
Brewers, I can understand. The Marlins? Come on. Marlins are a piece of garbage organization. With the exception of their two championships.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could see, I could see him going to the Marlins because of the whole Latino and Latina atmosphere there, and you know, because it's Miami.
But there's an atmosphere in New York too.
True, but it's not Miami, you know.
Well, yeah, but then again,
it's like a party scene.
Yeah, it's a party scene, but they don't care about the game.
Exactly.
They don't care about wins and losses. When they were winning championship, nobody showed up.
That's true.
It was like that old saying, like if a tree falls in a forest, and nobody hears it. Something like, how does it go again? I forgot how to say it.
Yeah, if a tree falls when nobody's there.
Does it make a sound?
Yeah, does it make a sound? Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. They, you know, the Marlins didn't show up, so it's like, you know, it's like nobody, no one even knows they won a championship.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, come on. I mean, this guy, you know, he always fed off the energy of the Mets fans. I mean, this guy is incredibly talented. I mean, he's going to regret it. And if he does sign with the Marlins, he better, and I repeat, he better have a no-trade clause in there. Marlins rarely put in contracts because, obviously, they sign a guy for a year or two, and afterwards they trade the guy away for more prospects. I mean, that's why they always have, you know, a strong minor league system because – They always know when to trade somebody away.
Yeah.
But the problem is with that is that when you're always trading when your good players away, it's like you can't, as a fan, you can't get attached to the players. You know what I mean?
Yeah. True.
I mean, it has to be a mix. I mean, you always got to be, as a team, you always have to be, you know, ready to try to acquire talent via trade or free agency, but you also have to have a core that the guys, that the fan base could count on, that, you know, a guy that they could vision leading them to a championship.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody retires as a Marlin. I mean, no one stays their whole career as a Marlin.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he doesn't go to the Marlins. I mean, I could see him going to the Brewers. I mean, Brewers is a much better fit for him than the Marlins would be.
I would agree with that. I mean, but then again, Brewers seem like too much of a small town for him.
True.
But then again, if they give him the money, I mean, he'll play in Antarctica.
Yeah.
He'll play for the Antarctic Penguins.
Yeah.
They're going to give him, you know, a lot of money like that, but...
God damn it.
What happened?
Oh, Packers just scored a touchdown.
And the score is now...
Like 28-17 now. This team is like Terminator, man. You can't keep them down.
Yeah.
Like Salvation Terminator.
Or T-2000 from the Terminator 2.
Yeah. We'll see now. I don't know if the Packers can be stopped this year.
I sure hope so.
I don't know, man. They look much better than the Patriots did in 2008, whatever.
Yeah. This team is tough now.
Oh, wait, but this might be an incomplete pass, though. Oh yeah, he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, they're challenging him.
No, this is going to be a boot for view. Might be an incomplete pass, so we'll see.
I keep us posted.
Yeah.
But, yeah, preferably, you know, back to the Reyes story, man. I hope, you know, he resigns with the Mets. I mean, I would love, you know, in a perfect world to, you know, have him and Reyes be one of the rare players to start and end their career as a Met. But, and hopefully bring at least a championship to New York back to Flushing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Keep my fingers crossed here.
Yeah. I think Mets fans should, protest in front of Mets Stadium, City Field, and just tell the Mets organization to sign Reyes. Do all they have to do is sign him.
The Mets fans have brought, you know, they've brought signs, you know, to the, you know, the last couple, you know, pretty much throughout the whole season, especially the last month, you know, they're always, you know, chanting for Reyes, you know, they're saying please sign Reyes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a horrible way to start next year, which will be the 50th anniversary of Mets since they debuted in 1962.
Yeah.
Hopefully the team won't be reminiscent of the 62 team if they don't re-sign Reyes, man.
Yeah.
So that's another thing to look out for. Of course, other news is that Bobby V is the new skipper of the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a... It was pretty, I was surprised by that. I didn't expect Bobby V. But it is what it is, you know. He's the enemy. And whenever he comes to Yankee Stadium, Yankee fans just bring out your Kermit puppet or your Kermit signs, you know, just to make fun of him and the Red Sox. So, Bobby V, welcome to the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry. Son of a bitch. Oh God damn it! The ruling stands.
The ruling stands.
Yeah, so right now we're down at 28-17. God damn it!
How many minutes left? Hey, McCall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
How many minutes left?
This is third quarter, 10 minutes left.
I've got some time, but you guys gotta stop these guys.
Yeah, still got a lot of time left. Let's see.
But, yeah, with Bobby V and Red Sox is definitely gonna hype up the, you know, the rivalry between Yankees and Red Sox.
Yeah,
so you're gonna have an interesting guy, you know, on the post game press conferences. Always been known to be like a, you know, in game strategist. You know, should make the series interesting.
Yep.
But,
right. I don't care about him. He'll be on the other side of the team, so I don't care what his press conferences sound like.
Never know. Do what he did when he was with the Mets. When he got ejected, he might wear that disguise glasses and the disguise with the glasses and the nose. It looked like
Charlie
Chaplin or whatever.
Oh yeah.
maybe he might have a repeat. He got ejected at Yankee Stadium, maybe.
Let's hope so. Let's hope he gets ejected every game.
But lastly, WWE. There was let me see what was on Raw. Oh yeah, Roddy Piper, he came on. Mick Foley came on also, and Roddy Piper slapped John Cena. Tried to slap some sense into Cena.
Yeah, he slapped him like a bitch.
And of course, Cena's current gimmick, he just walked away and took it. Because nothing pretty much upsets Cena except for heels. Other than villains, if a good guy pretty much rock bottoms him like The Rock at Survivor Series or the fans boo him, nothing affects him. But he takes out his frustration on the villains, even though they didn't really do anything to him.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, WWE is pretty much ruining his gimmick.
Yeah, so you were saying you thought he's gonna turn into a villain on Monday Night Raw, but you know, I don't know. I think WWE's trying to tease us, man. I don't know if we want to turn into a villain.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. Yeah, they're totally teasing.
Yeah.
But it kind of raises the eyebrows a bit, no pun with The Rock. But I mean, for them to actually acknowledge it, Who knows? Maybe there might be a sign.
If he turns villain, it'll have to be after WrestleMania.
Yeah, but the perfect time would be just before WrestleMania, because when he goes to Miami, I mean, people are going to be cheering for The Rock.
Oh, wow. Let's go, G-Man.
What happened?
Sorry, a big throw by Eli. Looks like we're gonna be down by score's gonna be 28-24 shortly here.
Cool.
Long pass by Eli to Knicks. Or Niggs, as I like to call him, because he's black.
Oh my god.
But sorry about that, Will.
No problem. Hey, I'm glad for the update.
Yeah.
Let's post it.
No problem.
And, I don't remember what else happened.
Sorry, I distracted you with that niggas comment.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the main event, of course, SmackDown, Mick Foley hosted a special holiday episode, which was like a month in advance. I mean, it wasn't even December at that time.
Yeah, special holiday of SmackDown.
Yeah, and Mark Henry, as we all expected, retained the title against Daniel Bryan. Another Mark Henry versus Big Show match for the 18 millionth time.
Yeah, as usual.
That 2 months alone.
Yep. Like every week.
Survivor Series match, and no one really cares. But sometimes.